88.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd. We just listened to a rebroadcast by And on the River by Mindy Conradi. Up next.
Had one road, just one road, but the road was only there if you built it. Would you build it day by day through the rock and clay? Would you walk it? Had one love, just one love, and the love was unrequited, would you still give it? If you had one heart, just one heart, and the heart was broken pieces, would you fix it? If you had one world, just one world, was only real if you faced it. Would you face it bit by bit through the blood and spit? Would you claim it?
So low, feeding that bad buzz in your head, and the letter that you wrote that day, figured that you left our love for dead. And I tried to fight, and I tried to hold on, had me thinking we were starting to get somewhere. But I was looking out the window, you were walking back home, picking needles off the pavement, now I know. God knows you're the worst thing I've ever known. And you're bad news, but we still got to have our fun. In a bottle, drink until your lips turn blue. Seen you pushing every button, but you saved the self-destruct one just for you. Moving through this loneliness with a smile and a tear. On your white cloud while I drown on a mouthful of rain.
cars turning on a hot highway in the Georgia night. My passengers still drinking in the sky. I don't know if Jesus is coming back, but the one I love and the freedom road are black.
For a recording that could be taking place right now with the rain in the background. That is from an Alan Lomax songbook with Rosalie Hill, Rolled and Tumbled. And we heard a new one from Lizzie No, The One I Love in the Freedom Row. Love that single. And today, Tunde Adebimpe, words are difficult for me this morning. I'm still recovering from Festival Rialto with my voice as well. So bear with me this morning. That was God Knows. And we also heard a really brand new, just got it right before I went on the air this morning, from Mason Jennings. And it's a song that he wrote during the ICE raids in January. And it's out now. That is called If. Really beautiful song there. And you are listening to Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Kari Hedlund, your host today. Thanks for being with us this morning. We are People Powered Radio, and we are just thankful that you are here. Coming up at 11 today, it's the World Cafe, and at 1 o'clock, you're on the river. DJ the DJ is your host this afternoon. And tonight, it is Mindy C on KAXE. This morning, we were talking about, Andrew and Heidi were talking about ice cream and locations, maybe seasonal ice cream spots that you've got a handle on that we should know about. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us 218-326-1234. Also, our KAXE question of the week is, how do you like your ice cream? How do you take it? I believe today is also Rip Your Float Day. So maybe that's your jam. That was a classic Grandma Dorothy snack. If you were ever at my grandma's house, got to rip your float. We are here and this Wednesday morning. It is drizzly outside, and we will be likely seeing some rain and possible thunderstorms throughout the day with cloudy skies, 61 to about 65. Could get a little windy from the southeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues through tonight. Cloudy in the lows to upper 40s. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Jeremy Fayette, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And support comes from Bike Bemidji's Loop the Lake Festival. The 17-mile ride around Lake Bemidji celebrates bicycling and features food and music at rest stations along the way. Registration now open at bikebemidji.com. Hey, we've got one more event yet this month on Saturday, June 27th. We have the Beltrami Block Party. It'll be right on the Beltrami Avenue by Bridget's Pub, and Keg and Cork are partners in putting this together along with My Bemidji. It'll be running all day long from 1 to about 9 o'clock. It's a community event, free to all. There'll be live music and food and beverages there for you as well. You can find out more. We have a Facebook event on our Facebook page. All right, next up, we have a brand new one from a collaboration out of Minnesota, from Bad Bad Hats and Party Nails, launching this new band, Mega Sound. And it's a party. This is Supersize. Would have loved to be a fly on the wall to hear the writing of that song, Ethical Vampire, written by a Minnesota band, American Cream Band, out with a new album, Twin. Everything I've heard from it, I am really digging. So I need to dig into that album. And Veni Paca from La Misa Negra in there, and brand new Minnesota music, a little Minnesota music sandwich with the new band is called Mega Sound. It's a collaboration between Bad Bad Hats and Party Nails. That was Super Size. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music, here weekdays at 9 o'clock. I'm Kari Headland, your host today. DJ Dang is bringing you a great mix tomorrow. Get a head start on cleaning with KAXE's Cars program. Your unwanted vehicle will be towed away for free. The proceeds fuel all your favorite programs. It's free, it's quick, easy, and there's no cost to you. Visit KAXE.org/cars to get your car donation started, or call Heather 218-326-1234. We'd like to thank Natural Harvest Food Co-op on Silver Lake in Virginia for their support. Their wellness department offers a full array of supplements and body care products to the Iron Range community. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 9 to 7 on weekends. Learn about career opportunities at naturalharvest.coop and on Indeed. Northern Community Radio's Board of Directors meets at 12:30 on Monday, June 22nd.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
For more information, email comments at KAXE.org or call 218-326-1234 during business hours. Regular meetings of our Board of Directors are held the fourth Monday of the month. The board's meeting schedule is available at KAXE.org. All right, there is a Rubik's Cube tournament today at 3 o'clock at the Virginia Public Library. One champion will rise above the rest. My now 14-year-old was big into Rubik's Cubes and solving those puzzles a few years ago. Would have been a great summer opportunity. So that's happening today at 3 o'clock for all you cubers out there. All right, it's time for our album of the week, Isle of Hope by Dwayne Betts. This is out on Sun Records. Dwayne Betts worked with Americana super producer Dave Cobb for this album. It was recorded in 5 days. And the album is filled with songs that were written after the death of his dad, Dickie Betts, of course, the founding member of the Allman Brothers. And so the album really, it starts off with a song called Heartache, which is just a truly beautiful and heartbreaking song about heartache. And it also moves through other you know, there's lots of personal growth there. There's lots of reflection. There's lots of discussion around some struggles with addiction, which is a song we're going to hear right now that's sort of portrayed in a very fun manner through the music. This is Pills and Liquor off our album of the week.
Waiting by the window. Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. How to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feel right.
Thundercat, I wish I didn't waste your time. And Carole King from the massive album Tapestry, which went number one on this day in 1971 for the first of 15 consecutive weeks. That was one of the, that album is one of those kind of like Tom Petty's breakthrough album where you look through and you're like, dang, every single one of these songs became a hit. We just heard Home Again and Humbird, brand new from Humbird. That was Daughter of Empire. Pat Keane, a member of Humbird, was at Festival Rialto this last week playing with the Mike Munson Trio. He was filling in and it was so great to see him. And it was excellent hearing the Mike Munson Trio. They have a new album out and we're going to be hearing from that in a little bit as well. And a new bluesman to the scene. He's only 20 years old, out with a new album, Roots and Wings. That was Imani Burnham, Waiting by the Window. And Dwayne Betts, our album of the week, started that off. Isle of Hope is the name of the album. You can find the write-up at KAXE.org. We've got our fresh picks out for the week, giving you great recommendations of songs and albums to check out. Maybe your playlist needs a little spice in your life. Go check that out. You can find that fresh each and every week. This is Headwaters. Every weekday at 9 o'clock here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. I am Kari Headland. Kutaska Community Action is hosting a Juneteenth Freedom Walk on Thursday, June 18th, beginning at 10 o'clock at Old Central School in Grand Rapids. The 2.5-mile walk symbolizes the 2.5 years it took for the news of freedom to reach all enslaved people in the United States. Register by emailing alicem@kutaska.org. Also on this, going on now through June 20th, the Brainerd Community Theater is presenting Aladdin Jr. at the Chalberg Theater on the campus of Central Lakes College. Tickets at clcperformingarts.com. It is time for our daily slice of green cheese. Be the first to call in with the correct answer and we'll give you a coupon for a treat in an area of business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singin' Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. All right, here's today's question, gamers. The Mario villain Wario made his first appearance in which Nintendo game? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again, the Mario villain Wario made his first appearance in which Nintendo game? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess.
ain't gonna be no cops. You can cook your own, you can smoke your crops. All the boys gonna wear the pretty things when the Lord comes back and got a proof thing. When the Lord comes back, I'm gonna drive real slow. Gonna go wherever the spirit goes. Gonna dog and piddle and talk and cuss. Well, ain't no boss gonna make a fuss. When the Lord comes back, I'm gonna drive real slow. Well, every high place gonna be brought low. Every high place gonna be brought low. When kingdom comes, I want for nothing. It's just a long table, a mess of beans and honey buns. The trucks are small, the trains are late. The men pick up their dinner plates. Ain't nobody sees it, the debts are paid. The guns are all for shooting clays. The guns are all for shooting clays. The guns are all for shooting clays. When the Lord comes back, the rich get scared. Ain't gotta act mean to be treated fair. All the living's honest, dying too. Our bodies return as heirlooms. Could already come a time or two, and they killed him like they tend to do. So I'm praying for mighty to fall. Do my best to share my okra and cigarettes, break every law. I can't respect, leave some tall grass for all the critters rest. When the Lord comes back, I'll do my best to share my okra and cigarettes, to share my okra and cigarettes, to share my okra and cigarettes.
Of all eyes will be one. big as a dawn. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. And if you took I'd dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
Delay.
It up from Mad Mad Mad. We also heard new slang from the Shins in there, and Nathan Evans Fox with Hillbilly Hymn, Okra and Cigarettes. Angelique Kidjo started that off with No Stopping Us. This is Headwaters on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at